Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is...
Suzanne Turney, Lupus Foundation of America's CEO.
Suzanne, you've been here many, many times.
I have. I'm so grateful to be here.
Absolutely love having you here. We have some great, fun things to talk about. I mean, it sounds really fun. But first, let's talk about lupus, a little bit about you.
This is our annual appeal, but it also speaks to our impact this year.
Okay.
And really, really excited because with such little resources and little help, we had a banner year when it comes to impact. We were able to educate over 150 clinicians and another 200 we supplied CEUs for to let them know about lupus because we know that they are challenged with truly understanding it. So that's good for the patients because the patients get to be diagnosed quicker.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is we were able to do over 30 health fairs. We provided 18 support groups. We had educational summits with over 400 people at them. We did advocacy initiatives this month. We took 60 patients down to the Capitol.
Wow.
And we were shocked that most of the legislators we met there didn't have a clue about lupus. Okay, if it wasn't for Sandra Williams, State Senator Williams, you know, wow, what an impact she has because she was able to raise a couple $100,000 to help us do some programs. So we had huge impact in the areas of awareness, education, and just helping patients navigate their journey. And, you know, what I really take pride in, and as a patient myself, you know, is that we're building a community where you don't have to be isolated or alone. And that is priceless because too often lupus patients feel isolated and alone.
Now, you have said many times that everybody's lupus journey, for lack of a better term, everybody's dealings with lupus is different. But tell people who don't know, tell people a little bit about lupus and how it makes you feel and what it does to your life.
So lupus is not, it's like we're snowflakes. Each one of us can be impacted differently. It's an autoimmune disease that attacks yourself, your healthy self. Something has gone haywire. It can virtually affect any organ system in your body. And with that, it comes inflammation. So it's constantly attacking you and agitating you. So if you have organ involvement, kidney involvement is very serious. Central nervous system is very, very serious. And now we're concerned with cardiovascular issue because the stresses that it puts upon the cardiovascular system. So you could have a gross fatigue. You could have low-grade fevers. You could have oral and nasal ulcers. You could have skin rashes. You can have hair loss. You can have soft tissue inflammation, pain, hard to move. Feels like you have the flu every day.
Yeah.
And it's just a miserable journey because we look normal. You can't see the havoc that's going on inside. And I shared before, you know, I'm on like 28 different pills a day. And if it wasn't for those medications, I wouldn't be able to function. So I'm thankful that there is some help, that we don't have a cure.
Right.
We don't have a cause. Most of the drugs we take are toxic, but we're making more strides. There's more studies going on than ever before, and I'm excited to have lived this long to see the fruit of our labor, you know, but we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely, and that's why we have these fun, organized events. Do you want to talk about that now?
Sure,
okay.
Sure, let's go
this
there.
This sounds, it has the word bar in it, so, you know, that alone. It's the 12 Bars of Charity. Tell us about this.
So we had people call us and say, look, we want to support your cause, but there's nothing I really want to come to. Can you do something for the public that wants to support and do a fun event? So I'm not a bar fly or a barroom athlete, as I know many of my friends are. So this isn't a fit for everyone. But for those of you that indulge, or perhaps you want to support a friend with lupus, or if you have lupus, you don't have to drink, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to go down to the flats, okay? And how many of you haven't visited the flats since it's been rebuilt? So it's going to be exciting. We're going to visit 12 different bars. We're going to start at 8 o'clock at Margaritaville. You have to register online. $10 for each ticket is going to go to a charity. Our charity is going to be there. About 9 other charities are going to be there. You'll be identified. You'll get a free sweatshirt with the charity's name on it and their sponsors. And we're going to have buses that go from bar to bar, so you don't have to worry about driving around the bars or parking. And what a great time. Put a silly hat on your head. Get some bells around your neck. Let's just start up celebrating the season together. And, you know, it's not a big walk or anything. You don't have to have a designated driver while you're down there.
Right.
So we just thought, well, what a great way to come together, celebrate, engage with others, with other people, whose families who may have lupus or their friends. They want to do something. They want to create awareness, raise a few bucks. And so we thought, let's try it. Mm-hmm. So we jumped on the bandwagon with several of the charities, and we're excited about it. It's something we've never done before, so it looks like fun.
The website to explain everything?
Everything's on the website in detail. And you go to www.lupus.greatohio.org and go to the link, 12 Bars of Christmas. Okay. And then we're going to, at different bars, there's going to be different specials. You know, we'll have a few little raffles here and there. We have a few little gag gifts. And we're just going to have fun and be joyous in the season.
Mm-hmm. Now, you won't need a wristband because you're going to get a sweatshirt mm-hmm. instead of a wristband,
that's
which is
correct.
Nice. So the sweatshirt's fun because that's
it's
all
fun.
Part of it. That
mm-hmm.
makes you part of the group. Let's see here. And the website will explain everything about what you're going to need to bring. You're going to want the Everbright Organizer app because that's how you're going to get your information and your tickets. Mm-hmm. Everything you need to know is on the website. Give that website again.
www.lupusgreaterohio.org. And we're going to be down there. I'll be down there to greet you. A lot of my staff will be there as well. They have teams going along. We're expecting hundreds of people.
Hundreds, because
hundreds.
There's the 10 different charities.
Right, hundreds. And we're a little competitive here. We're not high. You know, there's a couple groups that are beating us out, and that's not okay, lupus folks. So let's rally our friends.
So this is Saturday, December 15th. Check-in is at 6 p.m. Crawl starts pretty much at 8 p.m. You can visit lupusgreaterohio.org for all the information, and you're going to want to get in on this because you said every bar has their own specials.
That's correct.
12 bars
so
altogether.
Because there's going to be buses that'll take you to bar to bar to bar.
Bar to bar with the shuttles.
Okay. That's correct.
12 different bars, mm-hmm. a shuttle to take you there, group of friends, so like all your lupus friends or, you know, what are some of the other charities? Let's give them a little shout out.
Here we go. We'll give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we have here the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, the Animal Protective League, A Special Wish, Adoption Network, the Ronald McDonald House, Children's Book Club. The 10 charities that raised the highest number of participants get to be invited back next year.
Okay.
So I hate being on the bottom of the totem pole. Lupus is always on the bottom. Let's rise it up, folks.
That's right.
Let's rise it up.
So again, this is going to be really fun. The 12 bars of charity. It's basically a bar crawl for charity, and 10 different charities. It's Saturday, December 15th. 6 p.m. is check-in time. The actual crawl starts at 8 p.m. And again, you can visit lupusgreaterohio.org.
I want to remind them it's the end of the year, and I know everybody has your hand in your pocket, but we're no different than anyone else, so please remember us in your annual gifts, okay? We have our annual appeal out right now. Anything you can give, we'll take anything. We're so great. We have grateful hearts at the foundation, and you will make a difference. We make dollars go a long way, and we want to wish you all healthy, happier new year. And for those of you that have supported us and helped us in our mission, we really have grateful hearts at the foundation, and just want to send blessings of good health to all of you. www.lupusgreaterohio.org.
Now, I have a couple phone numbers here. Can I give that? If people
sure
have questions about the 12 bars of charity,
mm-hmm.
which is basically a pub crawl for charity, you could call Bobby at 314-620-0576 or Kim at 314-607-3139. And, of course, all the information is at lupusgreaterohio.org. So come on down, have some fun on December 15th. It's Saturday night, you know. You don't have to drive, and you're getting carted around to the coolest bars in the Cleveland area. It's starting with the Flats, which
starting
is very
flats,
cool.
It's going to be fun.
Give the website again for me.
I'm going to give you another great number you're going to remember. It's 1-888-NO-LUPUS. That's N-O-LUPUS, and that's the office directly, and we can answer any calls specifically about the run. And so we haven't done it before. We're excited about it. And we hope that y'all come out and join us.
Absolutely. It sounds like, you know, really, it's a Cleveland thing. It's got pubs and,
well, we haven't been down there. There's a lot of new things down there. So it's an exciting place to visit. And let's do it together.
Give the phone number again.
1-888-NO-LUPUS.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Always thank you and grateful having us.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.